It's an age-old dream, a universal translator that would remove the barriers of language. Sure, it could be a lifesaver of sorts for tourists traveling overseas, but it could be a literal lifesaver for soldiers being deployed overseas. The World's Alex Galifant has the second story in his two-part examination of how the U.S. military teaches its soldiers how to talk the talk.
The U.S. military has been producing specialist interpreters for decades. People who spend years learning Arabic, Chinese, and other challenging languages. They're the kind of people Rai Barkot depended on. He's a former Marine captain who served in Iraq. For Barkot, there's no substitute for having a flesh-and-blood interpreter by your side when you're gathering intelligence, specifically a trusted linguist who can translate all aspects of a conversation, the verbal and the nonverbal. But as Barkot points out, few units, especially in the infantry, have access to human interpreters. Machine translation could help, with basic information at least.
You know, when a Marine or Army unit's out patrolling and they need to ask a person for permission to enter their property, for example, it's far better to have a machine than not have anything.
So in recent years, the U.S. military has adopted a policy of trying to give everyone who deploys some knowledge, something to hang their hat on.
Hello, and thank you for your interest in learning more about vCommunicator Mobile, the first deployed and fielded military mobile application.
This is one of a growing range of products out there designed to bridge the military language gap. Ernie Bright is the product manager for vCommunicator Mobile, which runs on a modified iPod Touch. He says the focus was on assisting soldiers, not distracting them.
We knew that they were needing a more mobile, easy-to-use type product that would allow them to learn key tactical phrases and also be able to just pick it up and use it.
So let's just turn it on. Currently the language is Pashto. Tap to talk, it says. Do you have any weapons?
It's impressive, but it's not the only translation device out there vying for a potentially lucrative military contract. Another mobile app is called SpeechTrans. Here's the company's co-founder, Jan Auerbach. Via Skype, he told me how SpeechTrans works.
It allows you to speak into the device in your native language. It'll translate and speak aloud the translation instantly.
Auerbach gives me a demonstration.
So Alex, it is a pleasure speaking with you today. I'm glad that we're able to get together on this topic.
SpeechTrans draws on a massive archive of voice samples, but it doesn't yet cover every language, or, crucially with languages such as Arabic, every dialect. Jan Auerbach tells me his company is now in the running for a Pentagon project called BOLT, Boundless Operational Language Translation. The goal for BOLT is lofty. Technology that would recognize not just dialects, but localized slang, too. Now that still leaves a lot of missing information. Gestures, body language. It's something Ernie Bright and the vCommunicator Mobile team have been thinking about.
The focus is a lot on the nonverbal side of communication.
On his device, for every piece of language, you get an animated video demonstrating the appropriate gesture. It's meant to help soldiers learn the language, too.
Because they can remember, oh, this phrase coincides with this gesture or this body language.
That's fine for stock phrases at checkpoints and the like. But soldiers have to interpret gestures as much as they have to reproduce them. And they have to do it in the blink of an eye. Could a machine ever do that work, too? When it comes to translation technology, no one yet knows where the lines will be drawn. All languages, all communications, are built on ever-shifting sands of meaning. That meaning can't ever be fully, totally captured by technology. But as translation tech accelerates, it might fool us into believing otherwise. And so for the military, the dream of a universal translating machine will be ever more tantalizing. The trick will be knowing when to use the gadgets and when to put them aside. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
Alex's story about the history of language training in the U.S. military and Pentagon training videos from the 1960s and 70s are all at theworld.org.